Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar. Every now and then, I have this wonderful experience with people that I meet on the internet and in the marketplace, in my everyday waking, walking, talking life. And I've had such an experience with our guest today who has really had an impact on my life personally. And I was elated to get her on this interview today. We attempted an interview previously, and we were not able to air that. So we thought, let's do a redo. Let's do a do-over. And I have today a guest that is going to just blow you away. She had a retreat over in Cancun, and I was able to attend that retreat. It was a money retreat. And boy, I'm telling you, the money problems we have is not about the money, really. Today, my guest is Miss Brilliance Builder herself, Kate Beaters. She's an author, a coach, a speaker, and a dog owner. She is a mentor and just such an awesome person. So I want you to help me welcome to the Energy Bar, Kate Beaters. Welcome, Kate.
Oh, thank you. Can I tell you, I just like feel that. Wow. So thank you. And I want to share too, it was really, you know, I know we did the interview a couple of months ago, and there's something special when you actually get to meet the person at the other end. So I'm so glad that we actually got to meet and connect, and I'm just so excited for everything going on with you. So let's rock and roll. This is cool.
Yeah. Brilliance Builder. I love the name. I love the concept. But I know out of that, you really do focus in on people and their energy and what's blocking us. And I say us because mm-hmm. we all have something in some area. It may not be in money, but it could be in relationships. And I know that you have built programs and systems that have helped so many people to live the life that they are born to live. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, Kate, and how you strategically guide people through these processes, and definitely about your money retreat. And I know you have one coming up soon. And so we want to talk about that as well. So there you are. You have the mic. Go ahead.
Oh, gee. So, you know, honestly, I think it's a couple of things, and I know you'll get it having, you know, actually worked with me firsthand, is that, you know, I have an awful lot of experience. I did business development in corporate for a long time, which really meant turning, you know, starting off with like nothing, a list of nothing, and then turning it into a very, very successful career. And so I've been able to take all my marketing strategies I learned there and pull them into my own business. And then also mindset, which is for me, you know, it means tapping, which is, you know, a very, very powerful mindset technique, which helps people release old fears and doubts and stuff like that, and laws of attraction and mindfulness. And now most recently, I'm also pulling in neuroscience too. And the whole thing, honestly, for me, you know, is that, honestly, Dr. Faye, I'm just about helping people get results. And I'm not locked into it like that, oh, it has to be this way or it has to be that way. Mm-hmm. That I just find like whatever somebody needs, like if they need to know, first you do step one, then you do step two, then you do step three, I'll help them. Mm-hmm. If they are having a mindset block, a fear that they can't do it or it's never worked for them, I'll help them that way. And I really, really, you know, first of all, I have an awful lot of experience. So that's part of it. And also I really, really trust my inner guidance to help my people in the best way possible. And so it's really kind of removing my ego and more just about what's going to help them and helping them get the clarity, helping them understand their part and all that. So I don't know if I'm answering the question, but it's really just, you know, experience and trust.
You know, you are answering the question because we have to, I want people to hear your heart and to really get to know you through this interview. And I know our websites do a lot of that. But when we hear a person's voice and we start to feel their energy and their spirit, we can connect with them at a deeper level. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to connect with Kate at the at this level I just described, because, again, from personal experience, I know Kate is real. She's authentic. She's not a salesman, but she can sell. She's not and as she just described her own self, she wants to help you. And she really and truly has a heart for people like no one I can't even match her there's no one that I've ever experienced this level of intimacy with, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, as I have with Kate. And I want so many people to experience what I did, Kate, and the benefit that it had for me personally was to be able to tap into those blocks, those areas in my own life where I was stuck. Here I am doing radio, television, writing, an author, speaking to other people, being a coach, a consultant, and all of that. But yet there were areas in my life and inside of me that I had never tapped into. And you allowed me that safe space and that opportunity to tap into those spaces so that I could move forward. And so I want to thank you again publicly for that opportunity, and to let our listeners know you too can move past whatever it is that's blocking your life. Sometimes, Kate, we think it's one thing and it's another.
That's right.
And we have to get to the truth of what it is that's blocking us.
And that's hard to see. I mean, sometimes people, you know, you were at one of my retreats, and I've had people show up at the retreats and they think it's one thing. They could swear up and down it's this thing, and it's not that thing. And that's what's really, really so interesting. And what it really comes down to, honestly, is that, you know, some people are really, really happy exactly where they are, and that's great. I'm not out to change the whole world. Mm-hmm. But there are other people that just say, you know what, there's something more out here. There's just something more. I'm meant to be more. I'm meant to do more. I'm meant to have more. And those are the people that I love working with. And sometimes people know exactly where they're stuck. And, you know, then we kind of work that way and clear things out and get them into action. And other times it's just that they, you know, they don't know. And what happens too is that sometimes people think that they've hit it as far as they can go. I work with, mm-hmm. with clients like that, that they, you know, they already have a lot of success and they think, oh, this is great. But sometimes it's this even more, you know, and there's even more, which is scary because it means they're getting out of their comfort zone and getting back to the beginning and saying, okay, what would it would be like? You know, I've been speaking locally and now I've got to all of a sudden learn how to speak internationally or speak, you know, in another state and, you know, all those things. And not everyone is willing to do that. And so, you know, one thing I do want to share with everybody is, yes, I'm really, really great at what I do. However, and I need clients like Dr. Fay who are willing to show up and be vulnerable, because that's how it all goes. And when people sit there and put a mask on, and I'm sure Dr. Fay, you've run into them, you know, either out and about or at networking events or whatever, and life is wonderful. Those are not the people who are going to get the big transformations because they're not being open and honest about what's really going on. And so you have to be willing to do that. And not everybody is. And I'm not talking about examining your belly button. This is not therapy. But it's more just being able to say, like, I don't know why it's not working. I'm working my butt off. I've had it before. I don't know, you know, and it's, you know, I'm getting annoyed and aggravated and frustrated because it should be easier. By this point, it should be easier. I shouldn't have to work so hard or whatever it is that you want to say.
Absolutely. I think you hit on so many different points, Kate. And one is that we need to be vulnerable. How many times is because we get stuck because of our suit and tie? We get stuck because of our titles. Mm-hmm. We get stuck because of our position of other people or other people's expectations of who we are. And I shared with you, Kate, even during the money retreat, that, you know, I did not want to be called Dr. Fay there. I wanted to be Fay. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be my authentic self. And not just use the word authentic. We pass that around like cupcakes, you know, but we don't understand. Yep. What that means is to become so vulnerable. that you expose everything, you're willing to expose every experience, you're willing to go deeper than you've ever gone before into those dark places that you don't want anybody else. You've protected, you've really protected, and you have learned to guard yourself over the years because you wear this title so well. You wear this position in life so well. Mm-hmm. And you can live 80, 90, 100 years and never live a full life because we have all of these places that we're protecting, Kate. But during our retreat,
we were
able to get into those places.
And that's the whole thing. And just so everyone knows, it isn't like, it's really up to somebody if they want to go through transformation. It's up to them, you know, each mm-hmm. person, how much and how willing they are to go. And honestly, I never know. I think the biggest gift I give everybody is I just go in totally present. I don't really have any expectations or preconceived mm-hmm. notions of, you know, this is what Dr. Faye is going to get and this is what Susie's going to get.
Right.
All I know is, I always show up with three intentions anytime I do anything, you know, any kind of event or workshop or speak. And the first one is, to give people what they came for, you know, the information, the knowledge and all that they came for. The second is to open up the doors of possibilities of what they can achieve or create if they want, because then it's up to them to decide whether or not to step into it. And the third is to bring them into a bigger community of like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that does happen is that when people do have the experience of working with me, and then they also get the experience of a retreat or something that I do, like some where there are other people in the room, I think that also creates a more of a level of comfort too, because they realize that even though it might not be their exact story, mm-hmm. but that they learn so much from everybody else, and they feel they are not alone, and they feel everyone's connected, and that's what's so beautiful about it. And I think that in turn makes everyone feel more powerful and feel safer that they can share what's going on with them too.
Great point, because building that community and you know that you're not alone, it does give you strength and courage to make decisions.
It does, because didn't you feel more comfortable knowing that you were not being judged, that other people were sharing their stories and, you know, again, maybe not your stories, but you could resonate. I know other people resonated with your stories. And I think there's a lot of power in that.
Absolutely. I did feel comfortable. I did feel safe. And that's one of my words that I use with people, is creating that safe space. And we say that, Kate, but not very many coaches or consultants or speakers have been able to achieve that. And the reason I believe, because it's my reason, and I'm sure that many other coaches and consultants and speakers can identify with that. The reason is because you feel that you have a title. And as I said earlier, you have this role in life that you need to protect. So you have built this wall around yourself, not even intending to do it, but somehow you've done it. And I watch people, Kate, that are trapped in jobs, are trapped in relationships, trapped mm-hmm. in whatever it is, and they don't enjoy it. They don't love what they do. They thought they would, but now they don't. They are stuck. People on jobs that are just, you know, it's their 8 to 5 or 9 to 6, whatever it is they do, they hate it. And yet they keep going because they feel they have to. And I'm not saying they should quit their jobs, but what I'm saying is find that place where you are doing what you're doing because you love doing it just for the sake of doing it. And there's so much joy and fulfillment.
Well, exactly. And also, too, to add to what you're saying, because that's a very, very powerful comment, is that a lot of people, there's a lot of things going on, Dr. Faye. First of all, a lot of people don't even realize there can be anything different, mm-hmm. you know, that they think that, you know, their job, and not that their job has to necessarily be a bad job, but they think that their job is their job forever, you know, mm-hmm. and they don't understand that, and again, not about quitting their job, but there's other things that they can include in their life. Another thing that happens very often is people don't have the support to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so if they're ever sitting there questioning, like, huh, I wonder what it would be like maybe on weekends to take a class or at night to take a class, or even if it's just something like that if they're not surrounded by, a partner, a spouse, a community that will support that, instead if they get people saying, what do you mean? I need you to be home every night, you know, that kind of thing, that almost limits growth. And I'm not talking about it from a selfish mode, but this is whether or not, I'm not going to get into the conversation of whether, what happens after you die or if we've had lives before, anything like that. But what we do know is you're only going to live it this way once. So how you are today, this is th this in this type of life, you're only going to live this once. That we do know for sure. And why not make it the best? You
Right.
know, I had the honor and privilege of holding my dad's hand, one of his hands, when he took his last breath. And Dr. Fay, if nothing else gives you a kick in the ass, excuse my language, about what life really is about, you know, that you don't have time. You just don't have time. And it's really deciding what is really, really important for you. What are you willing to be uncomfortable, because this has to happen.
It has to happen. You don't get a redo, a do-over on that, like we did, we're doing on this interview. You don't get a do-over in life. And that is so, I'm glad you brought that up about your dad, because that's when I realized, and I thought I knew, but when I stood at my sister's bedside, and then my mom's, and then a first cousin of mine, and then this Sunday, this past Sunday, we get a call about my baby brother. And not only all of the other people that I know and people that they, you know, family members, et cetera, who passed away, that, listen, the only thing that mattered to people was about where they were going and the life they lived. You know, they start doing a tally of, did I live my dream? Did I do what I came to this earth to do? Regardless of your religious belief. I know mine is Christian, but ladies and gentlemen, if you don't find your true self, then how can you live destiny? You know, Kate, we're going to have to pause here.
Oh, yeah.
You got me on a roll, and I just looked up and thought, oh my goodness, we've got to take a pause, ladies and gentlemen, but we will be back in a moment with more with Kate Beaters and how you too can learn to live your best life.
Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
We're back here on Intentional with Kate Beaters, Miss Brilliance Builder, with some strong tips on how we can live and learn to live from our true, authentic self. You know, just not just the word authentic, but really being transparent. And we talked about knowing that this is your one trip through, knowing that you don't get a do-over here in life. Regardless of your belief system, dear hearts, this is a one-time deal here. And whatever you do with it is what you get. That's all it is. And Kate brought out about, you know, staying, being at that moment when you have a loved one who's passing away and you realize the brevity of life. And so you want to go into a place or be in a safe place, connect with someone who's a coach or mentor, someone that can guide you into places where you can get unstuck and learn to live from a happy place. Right, Kate?
It is, and you know, you and I could probably talk for hours, which is great, you know. So I'm hoping the listeners are getting a lot out of it. And one thing, you know, actually I had two thoughts before we went to break, and I wanted to share them before I forget, is, you know, when I heard someone say this the other day, and it's so relevant that she was saying, like, you know, she's talking about a eulogy of someone who passed away, and no one sits there anyone's eulogy, Dr. Fay, and says, oh, well, you know, they got three promotions in their life, or, you know, they made X amount of money, or they drove the nicest sports car, or they always had the biggest flat screen TV in their neighborhood.
Right.
Instead, everyone talks about, you know, like with my dad, and I don't want to get sad, so I don't want to go too deep into it, but with my dad, I mean, everyone just talked about what an amazing, lovely, wonderful man he was. And, you know, and it's all about that. And it's about living your life in a way that feels really good. When I was in corporate, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was making a pile of money, Dr. Fay. I mean, really, like a nice pile of money that allowed me to take, you know, sometimes 4 to 5 vacations a year. And I'm not talking about little weekend ones. Sure. I'm talking about where I would go for like 2 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was making a lot of money, and I thought that was the be all and end all. I really, really did. I was like, I've made it, you know, and I made it for where I was then, but I would never go back again. And it's understanding too, that when you, this isn't for anybody or everybody, but when you say, like, you know, there is something more, and just kind of opening the door, it's amazing what can actually happen to you.
That's powerful, Kate. To be in corporate America, and I know there are many listeners, and you are in corporate America, or you are have built your own company, and to say that you were making all of this money, but you would not go back. Why? Why wouldn't you go back, Kate? I know you said it, but I want you to say it again.
Yeah, and first of all, I want to say, too, I'm not complaining about, I mean, I learned so much. It was exactly the right thing for me to do. So I'm not saying that it was a bad experience. Just to be really, really clear, it was an amazing experience. But I was ready for the next step. And what happened is, when I got, when the economy tanked, so what was this, about 8, 9 years ago, and I was trying to figure out what to do. And I got interviews with companies, you know, to do something similar. And I interviewed, I mean, some of them even flew me here, flew me there. Mm-hmm. And it was flattering. I mean, who isn't flattered? You know, that, well, we're going to send you a ticket to come out and interview with us. And, you know, they wine and dine you. And all I kept thinking was, is it possible to combine being happy and loving what you're doing? Or is it a trade-off? In other words, is it like that old remark about, like, the starving artist, like the person's passionate about what they do, but they don't make money? Or is it like how I always experienced it, that you work your butt off, and then you make a pile of money. Mm-hmm. But can you have both? You know, can you really love what you're doing and make money? And that was really the big question I was really in search for. And that's what kind of led me to decide not to go back to corporate. And there's 1,001 reasons why I wouldn't go back. I mean, starting with the one that I think is very common for a lot of us entrepreneurs, you get to a point of enjoying being your own boss. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful, the creativity, the fact that you can, if you're able to, a lot of people talk about this and it doesn't happen, if you're able to actually build your business around your life as opposed to vice versa, it's a really, really powerful place to be.
Wow, that's huge. Build and your business around your life.
Yeah, as opposed to the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, you work and work and work, and then you do the little you can, you know, you sneak in that yoga class, or you go, you know, go to the movies, you know, when you have a couple hours here or there, but really, you know, deciding what do I want my life to look like and have everything else be around to support you, whatever that might mean.
And it's sad, Kate, that most people don't even have that information, that there is something else, that you don't have to just fall enslaved. You don't have to be enslaved to the systems of the world, mm-hmm. or what you were born into, or what you were told by your parents or grandparents that you had to do this, or you had to become an attorney, you had to become a physician, or you had to become a teacher, whatever that may be that you were told. You do not have to stay in that place. We don't know what that is, but you should discover it before you die, long before you die, so that you can do something about it. Living from the
place. That's right. And we hear something interesting. Yeah, exactly. I remember being on a vacation. This was years ago when I was in corporate, and I met this woman there, and she was staying there. She was talking about how she was taking a couple of years, you know, to travel. And I asked her, like, you know, what is this? Because she was probably, I'm guessing, in her early 50s. And she said that her company had gone through a big layoff. She worked for some big telephone company. This is, again, years ago. She went through a big layoff, and they gave her a big payout. That's when companies used to actually do that, mm-hmm. you know, to get you to retire early. And she said, you know what? She goes, instead of quick jumping into another job, she said, I decided to take 2 years. I'm going to travel. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want. She said, because I figure I'm going to be working for a really long time in my life. Mm-hmm. And by the time I actually do get to retire, you know, my I may not feel as healthy. I might not have as less energy. She said, I want to enjoy it now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And it's really just, you know, not everyone has that kind of, you know, opportunity or experience, but even just on a day-to-day thing, you know, how do you want to live your life? What do you want to do? You know, do you want to go to yoga classes? Do you want to spend time with your family? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go out for a walk? Do you just want to play with your pets all day? I mean, right. It's really just understanding this.
It really is just understanding it. Kate, you have so many systems, and I do want us to kind of highlight those during this interview, because I want people to see, just get a glimpse of what you share out there with so many people across the internet, on iTunes, and in books that you've written. And one of the books that you wrote was, you co-authored, was The Winning Way, is that correct, with Brian Tracy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I've got another one coming out soon.
Oh, okay. Great. What is the name of that book?
That's called Go or Don't Go.
Go or
and
Don't
It'll be
go.
Out early this spring. I'm just really, really excited about it, because I set an intention, you know, back to talking about my dad, that I had decided, I've been thinking about writing another book. The last one was a bestseller, and you know how life is. Dr. Faye, there's always this thing, there's always that thing, yeah. Something gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And I got that good sort of kick in the butt after my dad passed away, that this must happen, and it must happen now. And that's why I'm so excited. It isn't so much about book sales, because honest to goodness, you don't get rich off of selling a book. Right. But it's just the fact that this, to me, this is just so deeply entwined with honoring my dad. So that's why I had to kind of jump in and say, I have another book, because this one really means a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Two things I want us to cover in this segment before we take our next break. One is, you mentioned earlier about tapping. Mm-hmm. What is the science behind tapping, and what does it really mean?
So what tapping is doing, I'm not going to get into a super technical thing, because it's easier, but I do want to go into a couple of points. So what tapping is doing is, it's helping shift old stories, fears, doubts, and beliefs that people carry around. My initial experience was, I was on vacation, and I came out of this meditation class, and the instructor had this amazing voice, Dr. Fay. I mean, honestly, you could just like listen to his voice forever. And I asked him, I was like, you know, and I was complimenting him, and I said, gee, I said, is there anything you can do to help me give up ice cream? And he's like, what are you talking about? Because like, what does meditation and ice cream have to do with one another? And I explained to him that I had just come, you know, that growing up in Boston, living here in Boston, we have ice cream parlors on pretty much every street corner. And I've always liked ice cream. it's a favorite of mine, but if we all know ice cream, you know, it's got a lot of sugar and fat.
I know why God didn't move me to Boston. The ice cream.
Exactly. And also too, in a lot of cities, you know, you can only get ice cream between, let's say, Memorial Day and mm-hmm. Labor Day. In Boston, Dr. Faye, the stores, ice cream shops are busy. Like, you could go today and an ice cream shop would be busy. I mean, people, we love our ice cream. But ice cream, you know, it's not great. So he said, you know, I've got this technique. Can I try it on you? And I didn't know the name. I didn't know how it worked, nothing. And I just said, great. And so we did this technique. And in a really short amount of time, I had as much interest eating ice cream as I did eating, you know, the telephone that I'm talking to you on. It just didn't interest me. But I didn't think very much about it. Instead, you know, this resort was on an ocean. I said, okay, thanks so much. I'm going to go back to the beach and enjoy the ocean. And a couple weeks later, or actually less than that, about a week later when I was back at home, my boss called me on the phone, and I had been working for him for less than a year. And he had said that all these promises that he had made me when I went to work for him could no longer happen. And that's because the company was merging. And as you can imagine, I was really, really angry, because that's mm-hmm. the reason I went to work for him. He was like, oh, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do that for you. And, you know, all this, and the stuff wasn't happening. So he said, let's meet in the office tomorrow morning. So over Skype, I called this fellow up on the, you know, and I said, can you help me with this? You know, and again, not knowing what the technique was called, how it worked. And at this time, that was like about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Faye, Skype was not as good as it is today. It was echoey. It was staticky. It cut off all the time. Mm-hmm. And again, he helped me eliminate my anger towards this guy. So I met with him the next day. I was calm. My boss was calm. He ended up giving me a whole bunch of perks, including more money. And we both ended up leaving the conversation feeling really good.
Wow.
If that hadn't happened, I would have been frustrated, annoyed. I would have been pissed at my boss. I would have been like, hey, you promised me, right? Have we ever, you know, how many times have we ever said to someone, like, you know, the little kid in us is like, you promised me, right? Mm-hmm. And instead, it was a win for both of us. And over the next few months, this fellow helped me with various other issues. And then finally, I got to the place saying, you know what, I just want to learn how to do this myself. Mm-hmm. So I spent tens of thousands of dollars. You know, I'm one of the more highly trained people in tapping in the world. And I really started learning about it. And that's, you know, it can help anyone from a food craving like that all the way up to PTSD. People have different specialties who have become experts in it. Some people will deal with health issues. Some people will deal with phobias or let's say quitting smoking. My interest has always been helping people really kind of break through. And so I use tapping in conjunction with that. So let's say, for example, I was helping a client, charge more money or ask for a raise, for example. And I can help that person with a strategy, like, what do you need to do? How do you do it? When do you do it? What do you say? All those kinds of things. But what's often left is this fear, like, oh, you know, what if that person rejects me? Mm-hmm. What if I don't say it right? Maybe I'm not worth this money. You know, whatever pops up for them. Mm-hmm. So that's when we use tapping. And in very basic terms, tapping is a combination of physically with your fingertips tapping on an upper body and face meridian points, as well as saying certain phrases. And the phrases are ones that kind of come to me from both experience and intuitiveness to help people. And so what we're doing is, using that example of the person being afraid of asking for more money, we're helping them release the fears. You know, all the beliefs they have, like, you know, no one would ever pay me that much, or no one in my industry makes that much, mm-hmm. you know, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And what it's doing is it's basically shifting things around inside to release and kind of open up to allow you to accept that, hey, I can do this.
So you're tapping on different points. I want us to pick up on that in our next segment, because we've got to take a pause here. I want people to understand, because this is radio and I want them to get a visual of what's actually happening in tapping. We're not talking about tapping your toes, ladies and gentlemen. This is a technique that is used to help you break through. And using the word break, that's exactly what we're going to do now. See you in a moment.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Well, we're back here with Kate Peters of Brilliance Builders and so many other businesses that she has inside of that house of Brilliance Builders. And we've been talking about a number of things that can help us help you to live a more authentic life, to live your best life. And so Kate has been describing tapping and what it has done for many clients and what it can do for you, what it did for her. I like to listen to people who have done what they're trying to tell you you need to do. And not just read it in a book, but have experienced it for themselves. And so, Kate, more on this tapping and how, give us a visual on how tapping works. And are we tapping on meridian points? What are we doing?
Yes, you're tapping on meridian points on the upper face the upper body and face. And you're saying certain phrases. And the point is, I'll be really honest with you, especially coming from Boston, we're very traditional here. We're very provincial here, and the fact that tapping is contributory to how I make my living. If you had told me that, you know, before I started my business, I would have thought you were crazy. I was like, but I tried it on a whim, and I have never looked back. I'm all about results, and truthfully, I try to get a lot into the science of it, and the reason for that is I really just suggest people, you know, they try it, they experience it. And really see what happens. I've had exceptional experiences myself with the clients I work with. Although I do think it's funny, I did talk to one woman who was very, very traditional, very conservative, and she had asked me, she said, but what if the results I get only last for 30 years? Now, this is a woman in her 40s, and
that's
she's asking
funny.
Me, what if the results only last
that's
for 30 years,
funny.
Dr. Fay?
Really?
And I know. And I said to her, you know, that means you have 30 years free from this.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, I mean, my dad was a dentist. He couldn't guarantee the fillings would last 30 years, you know? I mean,
and
you know,
they won't.
I mean, what car lasts 30 years, you know? But people get kind of funny like that. And so the reason I want to just kind of explain, the reason I'm bringing this up too, is that people get very much into how they see themselves. So even though, let's say, I have a solution, and if there was a better resource out there, Dr. Fay, I'd be using it. I'm all about results, and if there was something better, that's where I'd be spending my money. But what I want to share is that people often get very, very used to who they are, even though it might not be perfect. So let's say, you know, using the diet industry, for example, let's say someone had a way of helping people losing weight, you know, and they'll keep it off and all this, and it's amazing. And this person, you know, it's like up and down, could swear they've gotten great results. If you always see yourself as a person who has always been overweight your whole life, that even though you're excited, like here is potentially like a miracle, that because you view yourself as an overweight person, that may hold you back from trying those results. And the same thing with somebody who's never had a lot of money, or somebody who's always kind of hid behind the scenes, and they'd like to show up more, but then they're afraid of what would that really look like. So people see themselves in a certain way. They've done studies, Dr. Fay, where people who have medical ailments, maybe that they always need a cane to walk, mm-hmm. you know, for example, or mm-hmm. or their sight is limited or their hearing's limited. Right. And they've lived this way for quite a while. And they've offered them, they'll say, like, look, I can, you know, there's a surgery now that can help you walk. You know, you won't need that cane or wheelchair anymore. Do you know, wouldn't you think anybody would be like, yes, like, sign me up. How
you
quick
think,
can I do
right?
it?
Right.
And yet you'd think, yeah, but a lot of people won't. The reason is because they see themselves as that handicapped person. And, you know, they used to having, you know, the, how, you know, how you get the little placard. Like my parents have that just because, you know, physically they can't walk very far, that your little placard you put in your car.
Yeah.
Or people have it on their license plate. You know, you get to park right by the front door. People hold the door for you. People ask, you know, can I help you? So this isn't my parents who I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, you know, that they happen to have that, like, the placard thing. But what I'm just saying is people get used to that kind of identity. And so they think, geez, if I could, let's say, walk and not need a cane or not need a wheelchair or whatever, I might not get the same attention. I might have to park farther away and then have to walk. I'd like being able to park in front of the building. So even though people are want the solution, they also still see themselves in that place. And very hard, very often that's very, very hard for them to let go. The same thing being with how I help people transform and, you know, ultimately show up in their brilliance, make more money, all sorts of things like that, that if they're holding on to the story that they've always kind of been struggling,
mm-hmm.
or that they've never been able to make it big, you know, whatever their story might be,
right.
that not everybody is willing to jump into it because they like their story. They don't want to admit it, but they like their story.
They've become comfortable with where they are. And awesome that you're saying these things, because my mind is just spinning with all of the thoughts and the examples. And I met a man who has been on disability for like 20 years. And I said, well, you know, mm-hmm. you can be healed of that and be free of that. There are ways that you can be healed and be free. God wants you healed. And his comment was this: oh no, I would lose my income. I would lose my check. I mean, you think about mm-hmm. people who have their story. In their story, they have a reason for remaining as they are many times. So his reason mm-hmm. was the income, his disability check. Some people may have a reason for staying the way they are because of the attention that they get from a family member or from the husband or the wife or the children. They're capturing this audience. So they get all this attention. And when they mm-hmm. when they do something that's noteworthy, then they get this praise. So when you tell them, you can use tapping, you can go to a money retreat with Kate Beaters and she can help you break through. And they think, fear of success, fear of what if I go and it doesn't work? All of these thoughts begin to bombard their minds because I tried it one time and it didn't work. How do I know that it's going to work this
mm-hmm.
time? What my comment is this: how do you know it won't? Because at least you'll have another piece of your story saying, I did go and I put forth my effort. Because if you don't move, nothing will happen. But if you do, you can put your focus in, your attention on, and your intention that there's a chance that something will happen that will be good, that will be positive for your life. So that's huge, to get people to the
exactly.
They realize that they are stuck and that there are options out here.
Exactly. And that's why what you did is not, you know, like you, for example, you came to my retreat in Cancun. Do you know how many people would have loved to have come, but would not make it happen because of their fears and doubts, you know, and again, like, what if actually things do change? Well, then maybe it means I have to work harder. Maybe it means I'll be more visible. Or maybe it means, you know, if I make more money, people are going to want my money. there's so many things that can pop up for people.
Yeah. And you know what? I could have made an excuse because what I had like a week or whatever was to get everything together, to go out of the country, to attend this money retreat. But Kate, this is what I knew for sure. I knew that you were authentic. I knew you were the real deal. And inside of my soul, I knew I needed it. I needed to get away. I needed to be in a safe space. I didn't know anyone there. It didn't matter. But I knew what I went for. I didn't go there to party. I went there to get whatever was available for me in that space. There was no agenda for me except to get my breakthroughs. not notice I put an S there. So it wasn't one. Mm-hmm. There were several breakthroughs. And so, folks, as you listen to this conversation, I want you to wrap your minds around this and just think about it. Be very honest. If you've never been really honest with yourself, get honest, get clear. Where are you now? And where is it you're trying to go? And how long have you been trying to get there? And I said try, because if you're not there yet, you're still trying, which means there's struggle, there's fear, there's places that you're stuck, and you need that connection to help you move things along. And I am a witness. I'm not interviewing someone that I don't know. This woman I know. This person is doing what she is saying she's doing, and she's doing it from a very spiritual, loving, kind place to offer a safe space to revolutionize your life if you will let it happen. You have to be willing. Right, Miss Kate?
That's right. It's a big if, right?
It's a big if. Kate, tell us about some of your other programs. We've talked about the Money Retreat, and I want to talk a little bit about your coaching program, the Money Acceleration System. I believe that's covered in the Money Retreat, but talk to us a little bit about that and what's coming up, and then how can people contact you?
Sure. So there's my Money Acceleration System that you talked about is a system I use no matter how I work with somebody. And so let me just briefly walk everyone through it so they understand it. And then it depends whether somebody's at a retreat or private coaching or an event or whatever, and then they get to see how I use it. So the first is what we were just talking about a little bit a while ago, is about getting you out of the comfort zone. And I look at it that anybody who is attending one of my events or, you know, on a coaching call with me, something like that, they want to get out of the comfort zone. And so it's really helping them understand how they've been showing up in the comfort zone, and then being able to start taking that first step out of it. Then the next step is the money zone. And I use the word money loosely because it doesn't necessarily have to be money for everybody. It could mean something else, but it's really about kind of setting that attention, having the clarity of what it is that you want to create, having the burning desire that this must happen. So even on, like today, for example, where, you know, we had a couple of technical issues before we started, mm-hmm. it was like, this is going to happen. It would have been really easy. You know, Dr. Faye, you could have emailed me and said, you know what, let's just do it 3 weeks from now or whatever. But it's like, no, let's figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. And so it's setting that intention. And the third part is having that belief. And that's really hard for people to have that belief in themselves that they can actually achieve that. And that's because of so many years of old stories and fears and doubts and things that get in the way. So the next step after that is the action zone. And that's what's figuring out, so what action do you need to take? Because I believe it's both that, yes, I help you shift your mindset, but you also have to know what to do. You can't just sit around and wish and hope and pray and have all the money come from the ceiling. You've got to know what you can do. Just like Dr. Faye, she's out there. She's out in different forms of media. She's out on social, you know, and I highly recommend everyone, if you're not following her on Facebook, go see what she's posting. I mean, but she's out there and you've got to take that action. Her just sitting there and starting to believe and having this inner glow is not going to bring her all that she wants. And the same for all of you. So you got to know what action to take and when to take it. And so what pops up around then is what I call the freakout zone. And the freakout zone is when all of a sudden the fears and doubts start popping up. So let's say you decided, okay, I'm going to go ask for that raise, or okay, I'm going to go raise my pricing, you know, whatever the case might be. And all of a sudden you're like, the first person you talk to says, I don't think so, or not right now. Well, what most people will do, because this is how our mind works, is they'll say to themselves, see, I never should have done it. It was a mistake. I would have been better off if I had just kept my mouth shut. I'm not worth this, or I'll never get paid that much, whatever stories you're telling yourself. And then people tend to go running back to the comfort zone.
Right.
Now, what I do is when I'm very, very good at seeing when my clients go through this, is I kind of pull you through the freakout zone. Because the freakout zone, if you're able to get through it on the other side, that's where all the growth is. And so if you never get scared about something, if you never have a fear or doubt, people tend to think, oh no, the freakout zone's a bad thing. It's like, no, celebrate the freakout zone, because it means that you're pushing yourself. You're pushing yourself to do something a little bit different, a little bit better, a little bit more. So it's a good thing. You just want the help and support to get you through it. And once you do, then you get into the zone of brilliance, and that's when the really cool things happen. That's when people, I'm sure with Dr. Faye, people are going like, we just want to hear her talk more, you know, because they're loving what you're saying, and it feels good. It's just, good, like, just flowing like through you. You know, the opportunities are right, that you, the people you're hanging out with are right. Everyone's there supporting you. Everything just feels good. And interestingly enough, when you're in the zone, that's when you're typically making the most money, because everything is, not that it's easy, maybe that's the wrong word, but it's effortless, because everything is just in flow.
Right.
So that's a system I use, you know, whether you attend a retreat like Dr. Faye did, whether you do private coaching, whether you come to an event, it doesn't matter. This system works over and over and over again. I've used it in my 7+ years of business. I've used it more times than I care to think about, because you're always growing. You're always moving. If you're not growing, you're dying. You're either going forward or else backwards. And I prefer to go forwards. Amen. So that's my system. And then, you know, it's really people understanding how do they work, how do they want to work, and where are the best results they want to go. The best way to help them get the results they want, that they want.
And how can they get in touch with you to get those results?
The best thing to do is email my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. And that's K-A-T-E, B like Boston, 2 E's, D like David, although someone said to me, D like dynamite, E-R-S. So info@katebeaters.com. And put in the subject line, like, want to coach with Kate or something like that. And what we do is we just set up a time, have a conversation, and make sure it's a good fit, that your expectations are matched, what I can deliver.
And she will do just that, ladies and gentlemen. She will have that consultation with you. Kate will meet with you and see. She will see just what it will take to get you from being to get you from being stuck to move into your brilliance. I'm so glad you've been with me today here on the Energy Bar. We're here every day at 11 a.m. I am your 7-Eleven talk show host right here on America Out Loud. I get to be with you with great guests like Kate and so many others who have an inspirational, motivational message that they're bringing to the world. I like to give the Energy Bar, and I'd like to give them the opportunity to be on the Energy Bar to add their voices to the America Out Loud platform, which is one of the premier networks around the world. We're so grateful for our listeners, and thank those of you who do email me at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. Don't forget to share us in social media. Be a friend, connect with us, network with us, share the link across social media, and don't forget to join us on our co-hosting program, that's Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Encore at 11, 9 a.m. Europe. And Sundays, I'm back here for our faith-based Out Loud radio broadcast, Intentional. Don't forget to come to church on Sunday, right here at AmericaOutLoud.com. The Encore for Intentional is at 4 p.m. on Sundays. Have you heard the news? Yes, the news, the real good news, and not so much news, is Nozzle. Nozzle. Oh, it'll make you sizzle if you listen to Nozzle. Every day at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. is podcast, right here on America Out Loud. And before Intentional, don't let me forget this, guys. Boy, don't want to forget this. The news, Viewpoint. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So there you have it. Viewpoint at 10 a.m. You have Intentional at 11 a.m. You come back in at 4 p.m. for the Encore of Intentional. 5 p.m. is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. 6 p.m., yay, Nozzle. You need to listen to it. It'll be entertaining, to say the least. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for being a part of the Energy Bar. Love you. Kisses and hugs. See you next time. Bye-bye.